Fleetwood Mac and Songbird. I'm joined now by a remarkable man who became Scotland's first Muslim councillor back in 1970. Not afraid to speak his mind and stand up for what he believes in, he ended his long-term membership of the Labour Party after the invasion of Iraq in 2003. As the author of two books about Scotland's long and varied relationship with Islam, he now completes his trilogy with his latest one, Muslims in Scotland. Bashir Mann, good morning and welcome. Your trilogy provides a strong reference for future generations to chart the history of South Asian migration to Scotland. You're part of that history and have been you've seen many of the changes. You arrive in Glasgow from Pakistan in 1953 as a student of textile chemistry at the Royal Technical College, now Strathclyde University. What were your first impressions of Scotland, Bashir?
I was a bit disappointed because over there, under the British Raj, we were told that the United Kingdom is a land of milk and honey. When I came here, I stayed, I had a friend in Hospital Street, Glasgow, and I stayed with him. And I looked around, and the buildings were black, and the children were very barely dressed, playing in the, you know, barefooted in the streets and in the back coats. And I think that was a bad impression of Scotland. That's against what I heard about the country.
Much poorer than you expected it to be.
Of course. I never thought that life would be like that in Scotland, particularly the local people.
How welcoming was Glasgow, though?
Well, I think Glasgow was very welcoming because I remember one occasion when I went out to see the cathedral, and I came back, and I lost my way. And at a corner, there were a few older people standing with bonnets and with pipes in their mouths, you know, chatting about. And I asked them my way to Hospital Street. And one of them tried to explain to me, but I just couldn't understand the accent, Glasgow accent at that time. And when he realized that I'm getting nowhere, then he said, "Achavi, come on." So he led me to the Hospital Street.
I love that story.
It was a wonderful experience and a wonderful, should we say, impression of Scotland.
Yeah. Now, when you came over and when many men came over, they came over first before their wives and families.
Yeah.
How difficult was that?
Well, I mean, I think the life was very difficult then. People were all peddlers. They went out in the early afternoon and came back late in the evening to the house, and then they came and made their meal and slept. That was the kind of life. They had no social life except Sunday. They didn't go out on Sunday, so they cleaned the house. They went to the public baths, had a bath also, and also met with their friends.
How difficult was it, just for simple things like finding food that you liked and, you know, to enjoy some of the things of home? Was that difficult for you personally?
It was difficult because we couldn't get meat. So the only thing we got was the chicken, because what the people did was, those who were going out and on their rounds as peddlers, they became friendly with certain farmers, and they used to buy live chickens from there and kill them there and bring home.
It's incredible for me to read in your book some of the stories that you tell and to realise how much has changed in such a relatively short time. For example, when people first came here, there were no mosques, there were no places of worship.
True, true.
And there was no even a proper Islamic burial place.
Yeah,
I mean, you've seen a lot of these changes. How difficult was it to establish some of these things?
Well, there were difficulties, particularly concerning practicing your religion. So, as I tell in my book, that it was in 1933, the first Muslim organization was set up. And that organization then in the, I think, 40s, when all the people were here during the war, all those who had spread over the country, they came back to Glasgow. And then they realized that they now they are in position to buy a building and convert it into a mosque. So they bought a building in Oxford Street, Garbles, and converted one of the halls in it into a mosque. The building at that time cost £500. It was a huge building. There were, I think, about 8 flats, 2 halls, you know, and quite a lot of space behind also for car parks and things like that.
How many mosques are there now in Scotland?
In Scotland, there are over 60.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And let's just have a listen, just think about your life. You're one of the community's first generation pioneers. In 1968, you were appointed the first Asian and Muslim Justice of the Peace in Scotland for the city of Glasgow. You made history when you became Scotland's first Muslim councillor.
Not Scotland's, UK's first
Muslim. UK's, I'm very sorry. Yeah, the UK's first Muslim councillor. Yeah. And you won the Kingston Ward for Labour in 1970. Not long after, in 1971, you became the first Muslim magistrate in Scotland. Yeah. Now, what drove all of that? What was going on inside you that made you want to achieve these goals?
Well, I think I had some, should we say, practice, if I can use the word, of community work. And when I came here, I got involved in the community work. And to help my community with their problems, there are many problems they had. There were no educated people in them. They're mostly illiterate. I was the first who was, living in them and educated. So they always came to me for their problems. So to help them, I had to develop friendships with the local officials and the local politicians. And that's how I got to know, I became known to them, and they came to know of me. And eventually in the, I think, early 60s, one of the Labour Party, it was Tom McMillan, he was an MP at that time, he, urged me to become a member of the Labour Party. So I joined the Labour Party probably in 62 or 63. And from then on, because my activities were so well known and also publicized in the papers, that in 1968 I was appointed Justice of the Peace.
It must have been a very difficult decision then to leave the party that you grew up with and make that decision on principle around the Iraq War. How difficult the decision was that, Bashir?
Well, it was difficult. I had been a member of the Labour Party, as I said, since 62, that's nearly 50 years. And when I thought that what the hell is happening, I didn't like Tony Blair's policies anyway, there was a danger to Britain from Saddam Hussein, and therefore they had to go in with the Americans. When it became clear that these were all lies, then I had no choice to leave the Labour Party.
This week, the start of this week, is the holy month of Ramadan. I guess it's something that you're very used to. What does it mean to you still at the moment?
Well, at this I'm now 88 years old and very fragile. So people in my position are, not supposed to fast if they can't. But they can do all the other things, the prayers and everything else. But being too weak and fragile, and the days very long,
yes,
we've got exemption for the old and the sick also, and the pregnant women and the children, they're all exempted.
Finally, I want to just ask you, just as you reflect, and when you finish this book and when you're thinking about it now, about the changes that you've seen. Did you ever imagine that the Muslim community in Scotland would be, as a bigger community and also as so much involved and embodied into the Scottish life as they are at the moment? And does that please you?
It does, naturally. It pleases me very much. because if we have to live here, we've got to get involved. You have to be involved in all the community affairs, in politics, in social life, and everything else. But you're right. In early days when I came here, I never expected that these things would happen. As a matter of fact, I never expected I'll be a JP one day, I'll be a magistrate one day, or I'll be a counselor. You know, all these things came in due course, but without my expectations.
You must be very proud of the contribution that the Muslim community has brought to Scotland, and you've seen these changes.
Yes, I am very proud of the contributions we've been made in every walk of life now. You know, we have now two MSPs. We had one MP also. Glasgow has another, should we say, distinction of producing, you know, first Muslim council in UK, first Muslim MP in UK. You know, so that's how good Glasgow has been to my community.
Yeah, amazing changes. And they're all chronicled in Bashir Mann's book, Muslim in Scotland, which is published by Argyle Publishing and is out now. Bashir Mann, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much indeed.
And that's it for today's show. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and thank you for listening. Remember,